Welcome back to the Chad Hastie Show on News Talk 790 KFYO. Texas primary election day. And we have just a ton of guests on the program today. And just a reminder, because we have so many guests on today, and we know there are a lot of you other media outlets who are tuning in. We know. We welcome you. We welcome you to tune into the program. If you do use the audio, don't forget, though, give us a little credit. Chad Hastie Show and News Talk 790 KFYO. We know you're listening. We know you're out there. And by the way, joining me right now to discuss his campaign and also to encourage people to get out there and vote. Now, I'm not sure if he received permission from everyone in Lubbock, Texas, but since he's in our house, we welcome on General Greg Abbott, running, of course, in the Republican primary for Texas governor. General Abbott, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Chad Hastie, I'm doing great. Great to be back with you again.
Well, I appreciate you coming on to the program. And I know you want to talk to people about statewide issues and what's going on throughout the state of Texas, encourage people to vote. But I've got to ask you about the controversy that's, of course, happened here in Lubbock after your campaign stop, which I went to, thought it was a great campaign stop that you had over at the Jimenez Bakery. We had a city councilman who got on your case a little bit about coming into Lubbock and also said that you, your campaign, and other Republicans have basically had harsh rhetoric when it comes to Hispanics, not only in Lubbock County, but throughout the state of Texas. What has been your reaction to this controversy?
Well, first, I want to thank Connie Jimenez for inviting us in there. We had a great time, and it's a great bakery, and I hope people will stop by there and buy some of their great products. Secondly, Chad, let's just cut to the chase here and talk about what's going on, bigger picture, because you mentioned this in the context of a local story. This is actually one of the big statewide stories for the remainder of this election and for the remainder of the decade. And here is why. What's really caused the dust up there locally, again, has been mimicked around the state. And that is, for maybe the first time, Democrats in the state of Texas feel extremely threatened about a growing demographic change in this state. The demographic change in this state is that Hispanics have awakened to the reality that the Democrat Party really doesn't represent them, their future, or their needs. And because of me, because the type of campaign that I am running, because the issues I am focused on, and because of my cultural connection with the Hispanic community, the Hispanics are realizing, wait, it's okay to be a Republican. Because Republicans really do stand for what the Hispanic community believes in. And what we are finding in Lubbock and across the state of Texas is Hispanics fleeing the Democrat Party and joining with me. And let me give you some mathematical proof of what I'm talking about. The approval rating that I have from Hispanics has now doubled since the time that I announced my candidacy for governor. I am now approaching 50% approval by Hispanics in the state of Texas. And so here's what's going on, and that is Democrats realize that if they lose the Hispanic vote, the Hispanic community, they will be relegated to obscurity for decades to come. And so I feel that there is absolute chaos in the Democrat community right now, knowing that with my cultural connection with the Hispanic community, with my focus on issues that resonate with the Hispanic community, and with the reality that in the hearts of the overwhelming majority of Hispanics, they agree that the central role that faith plays in their lives. They agree that family and working together with families and keeping families together are incredibly important. And they agree that they themselves, through their hard work, unlike what Barack Obama said, they do build what they go out and work for every single day, and they deserve to keep more of the money that they earn as opposed to being dependent upon some type of government issuing dictates from Washington, D.C. And so this is a small part of a larger debate that will continue through the remainder of this election year and through the remainder of the decade, because we are going to reshape Texas, a Texas that unites people of all races and gets people off of the dependency of the government and government programs and connected with the individual liberty that was intended in this country in the first place.
Well, and I think if those numbers hold true and hold throughout this election, I think you're going to probably see some national Republicans come in and try to mimic what you did.
Well, that actually is part of our game plan. Texas has had what we call the model for the rest of the country for doing business. We believe in low taxes, less government, smart regulations, and right to work laws. And Chad, you know that model has now is now being copied by other states across the country. Just like that, Texas wants to be the model for connecting the Republican Party and the Hispanic community and achieve new records in doing just that. I think we do have the model for it. And once we are successful at it, we will be exporting that model across the country. And just like Texas always changes the future direction of the country, here again, I think Texas will be the leader for the nation in electoral demographics.
Visiting with General Greg Abbott, of course, running in Republican primary for Texas governor. I think there's not going to be any surprises in your race, but something you mentioned during your stop here in Lubbock at the Jimenez Bakery was complacency and people sitting around and going, well, Republicans always win. We don't need to worry about it. That's why you're encouraging people to get out there and vote.
Well, you're exactly right. When I was in Lubbock last week, I was thinking that maybe about 80% of the people in Lubbock vote Republican. And so often when people walk around town and say and talk politics and things like that, it's easy for them to think, well, everyone else agrees like I do. I really don't need to go out and vote. People in Lubbock may think that, but they need to be aware of what's going on. What's going on is that Barack Obama's team members have come here to the state of Texas, and they're trying to do to Texas what they've done to the United States. And so Barack Obama's high-paid operatives are going out registering voters, trying to turn voters out, trying to convince them to be more dependent upon government. And we simply cannot allow that to happen. So your listeners need to understand that you need to get out and vote and make sure that Barack Obama's big government liberalism is not going to hijack this state. And the way we do that is for every single person in Lubbock to go out and cast their vote.
General Abbott.
And if nothing else, I mean, think about this. If there's a single one of you listening to this right now, if you feel frustrated about Barack Obama, if you feel frustrated about the federal government, if you feel like your lives are being interfered and run too much and too much of your money is being taken, today is the day when you can go out and do something about it and make sure you vote for the right people and vote against the people who are against running your lives.
Visiting with General Greg Abbott. After tonight, what's the game plan going forward?
Game plan is to turn our steady pace into an all-out sprint for the next 8 months to ensure we win this state, because I truly do understand what is at stake. What's at stake is the future direction of this state. You know, there's two different visions for the state of Texas. There's the division of growing government anymore, of growing government evermore. I mean, when you grow government, you know it leads to spending more money. And when you spend more money, you know that you're taxing more. And when you start growing more, spending more, taxing more, you lead to the destruction of the Texas model that has proven so successful. Contrary to that, I believe in individual liberty. A liberty for the individual that's guaranteed by the Constitution. I believe in the liberty that is right for small businesses that want to grow and innovate. Liberty for teachers who want to be able to teach their students as opposed to being dictated by centralized governments in Austin and Washington, D.C., to being forced to teach so many tests. I believe in liberty for doctors who really want to treat patients and do what they went to medical school for as opposed to being forced to comply with all these regulations they cannot even comprehend. And I believe in freedom for families to live safely in their community where they can worship and and live happy lives. And so this is going to be a divide between big government and smart government. And I think the forces of less government, smart government, and greater liberty will win once again.
Visiting with General Greg Abbott, we wish you best of luck tonight. Encourage people to get out there and vote, and we'll visit with you during the sprint of the general election.
Thank you so much.
Have a good one.
You too.
That's General Greg Abbott running, of course, in the Republican primary for Texas governor.